I've got Doug Kim again from the Office blog joining me to talk a little bit about how you guys are working with Office 365. And your team has been doing a bunch of demos and graphics to help people have an understanding of what it is. You brought one with you today called Are You Taking Care of Your Data or Data? I don't really know the correct way you're supposed to say that.
I say data, you say data.
You say data, data, data. So
let's call the whole thing off.
So tell me a little bit about taking care of your data with regards to Office 365.
Right. Well, this stems from a bunch of research that we did into small businesses. A lot of them have their data, their customer database, or some of their more important information in outdated software programs. You know, and they're looking to either upgrade, and it's looking very expensive. And even with a lot of those upgrades, they don't allow anywhere access. So this video shows you how to convert a customer database, for example, or an inventory database into access, and then take access and take your access database and then publish it onto the web using access services. So you can update it and access it from anywhere. It's no longer going to be locked up in that server in your office. You can get to it from anywhere you want.
And is this the first time something like this has actually been available?
No, but it's more widely available. So a small business can do this. You know, anybody who has sort of a rudimentary knowledge of access can get on there and do it. And this video is paired with a lot of information that also shows you a lot more about how to create that database.
Well, let's take a look. Are you taking care of your data? And we'll be right back.
Are you taking care of your data? If you're working with an outdated proprietary database system, you might be wondering if the data is being backed up reliably. Or maybe only one person can work with the data at a time, and it's hard for others to update or use the data. Microsoft Office 365 and Access Services can help you protect your data and make it easier for you and your colleagues to update and add data wherever you are. If you can export your data from the old database program, you can import it into Access 2010. Then you can create some simple forms to make it easier to see and use your data, and then publish the database to Access Services on your Office 365 site. Now you can view and edit the data on any device, anywhere there is an internet connection, and multiple people can make changes at the same time. Here's how it works. My old database program let me export the data as text files. There were three tables, so now I have three text files. I'll import them into Access, and then establish relationships between the tables by using lookup fields. Now I'll build a simple form by using the Form tool on the Create tab. And I'll create a small form that will look good on a mobile device. I'll publish it all to Access Services on Office 365. The database now has its own URL, and now I can add and update records from anywhere, even on my phone. These are just the basics. I can eventually build this out into a complete application with more forms, reports, and automation, and then modify it as my business needs change. And that's how you can take care of your data with Access Services and Office 365.
Great. So, Doug, where can people find more information about taking care of their data, Access Services, web apps, Office 365, your family?
Well, you can go to...
Whatever.
You can go... Are you taking care of your family?
Exactly.
You can go to office.com and, you know, just search for Access. And Access Services is a particular thing that we're looking at here in Office 365. And we've got more information about it at blogs.office.com.
Doug, thank you so much.
Gina,
see you next time.
Pleasure.